Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the Mississippi State University Extension Equine Assisted Therapy Programs. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Cassie Brunson, the coordinator for the Mississippi State University Extension Equine Assisted Therapy Programs. So Cassie, can you tell me a little about what the program does and who you serve?
Sure. We have a therapeutic riding program, which is an equine-assisted activity that contributes positively to the individual's cognitive, physical, emotional, and social well-being of individuals with special needs. Each session lasts approximately 45 minutes and consists of grooming and tacking up the horse, a riding skill, and then an activity to practice the new riding skill that has just been learned. We also offer a hippotherapy program, which is facilitated by a physical, occupational, or speech therapist and utilizes the natural movement of the horse to develop and enhance neurological and physical functioning. The way it works is when someone gets on the horse, their body naturally makes adjustments to the gait, rhythm, repetition, and cadence of a horse's movement, and that alone can be very beneficial. Most recently, we've begun to offer a horsemanship class for veterans and service members.
Well, that's fantastic. And when and where are these classes offered?
The classes are offered during the fall and spring semesters, as well as some summer classes at the Elizabeth A. Howard Therapeutic Riding Center in West Point.
And can you tell me more about what all the veterans' classes entail?
Sure. The participants learn about horse behavior, horse care, grooming, equipment, and natural horsemanship methods. So we recognize that the bond between horses and humans is inherently healing, emotionally and physically, and that it can have some very powerful long-term effects. We began with groundwork for the first few weeks with the horses using a halter and lead rope, and then used those skills that have been developed on the ground in the saddle. Each veteran determines when and how much they want to ride. We respect everyone's right to be in control of their experience at the arena.
Is there a charge to the participants?
We do not charge for the veterans classes currently, but we do charge for the therapeutic riding and hippotherapy classes to help cover the overhead costs of the program.
Okay, that's understandable. And so the hippotherapy riding and the therapeutic riding, that's the cost is just for civilians. You don't charge veterans, right?
No, that is correct.
Okay, so just the civilians are responsible for the fee, unless they get a sponsor.
Absolutely.
Okay, so if someone wants to get involved with the program, how could they find out more information?
Well, we have a Facebook page that can be found by searching our program name, the MSU Equine Assisted Therapy Programs. We also have a website on MSU Cares where my and Lori Irvin's contact info can be found, as well as participant application forms.
Okay, so to kind of put it simply, just go to extension.msstate.edu and then click on the family scroll. And then when the scroll down list comes down, you click on Equine Assisted Therapy Programs. Is that correct?
Yes.
And what are some other opportunities available for people to have? For people to help with this program?
So there are several different ways that people can get involved and make a difference. We're always happy to receive donations, which can be made online on our website. We always are happy to take horse donations. We accept horse sponsorships and participant sponsorships. We are always happy to have volunteers to help with the riding and the hippotherapy classes.
Okay, so you can donate saddles or tack, or you can donate a horse itself.
Yeah.
You can donate saddle pads, blankets, food, or horse feed.
Yes, and we also do horse lease agreements if someone wanted to lease a horse to us.
Okay, that sounds great. And so just go to the website that we just mentioned or go to Facebook in order to find out more, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, that sounds great. Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Cassie Brunson, Program Coordinator for the Mississippi State University Extension Equine Assisted Therapy Program. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.